UCL Library Services, Special Collections. Podcast 9, an overview of the Social History Collections.
I'm Rosemary Ashton and I'm Queen Professor of English Language and Literature at UCL. I've been here for very many years, working in 19th century literary and cultural history. Well, Special Collections, of course, have got the whole history of UCL itself, or the University of London as it first was when it was opened in 1828. So we've got the physical plans for the building of UCL as it now is on Gower Street by William Wilkins, the architect. So we've got letters, we've got plans, we've got the appointment data for all the very first professors who came here, some of them very colourful, a number of them Scots from Edinburgh, particularly the medical faculty was made up entirely of Scots. There are letters, correspondence, a number of people who are connected with UCL in one way or another. So there's quite a lot of really historic material, as well as historical material relating to the beginnings of UCL. And there's also the huge set of papers of Lord Brougham, who was Lord Chancellor and also the first president of the University of London. And Brougham was a very important figure, much caricatured, but also extraordinarily much admired for his polymathy. And so there's a huge collection of his papers and everybody who wrote to him and to whom he wrote. There's also the collection of the Society for the Diffusion of Useful Knowledge, which again Brougham was the prime mover of. As it sounds, it was a kind of what we would now call widening participation activity, extending education to a number of people who, of course, didn't, and there was no compulsory schooling in the early 19th century. So we're talking really about the 1820s when we've got the Society for the Diffusion of Useful Knowledge starting up and also the University of London starting up.
I'm Jill Furlong, Head of Special Collections and Archivist at UCL. There's also collections of maps, particularly in the London History Collection, which offer a wonderful insight into the development of London streets and London geography over a period of time. The other major collection we have relating to social history are those of the businesses that were created and developed in South America. We are actually the biggest and most important centre for Latin American business history outside of South America itself. We have the biggest collection of Latin American archives. These contain some fantastic material, such as photographs, mostly correspondence, mostly letter books of the individual companies. There's also the archive of the Royal Mail, Steam Packet Company. There's ship lists listing people who travelled across the seas to South America to set up businesses, and we can chart the development of those businesses once they were set up in Brazil, Argentina, Peru, and so on.
You find things when you start looking in archives. You find things that you didn't know about, and that very often, if you're relying only on secondary literature, you're relying on a published edition of letters or a published biography, of course you trust that the person writing those will have gone through the archives, but they can't reproduce everything. And so to get behind the published work into the archive to look particularly at people and people's careers and what they were doing and who they were writing to and where they lived is extraordinarily interesting.
When you're talking about UCL as an institution in the context of religion, you have to remember that UCL set itself apart right from the very beginning as a secular institution. One of its founding principles was that it would not teach religion as a subject. And this is a tradition that has been followed through in the collections. So the religious material that we have is more along the lines of the items which have come to us within collections of papers, rather than a religion collection per se. We have examples of extracts from the Gospels, from French monasteries, from English abbeys, a small but very significant collection of medieval religious material. The link with the Anglo-Jewish community has always been very strong from the very beginning. The most important Jewish collections that we have are built on those of Frederick Macketa, who was a scholar and a collector of books and manuscripts. And UCL is very fortunate in having some of the manuscripts which he prized most. One of these is the Makata Haggadah, which dates from the late 13th, early 14th century. It's one of UCL's most prized treasures. It's a fantastically illuminated, beautiful medieval manuscript.